So, in concluding, we'll give you a story. Let's say that you have a journal entry where you've been journaling about a sickness that you've got, and God says, I have healed your body. What do you think would be a really appropriate response to a journal entry like that? Thank you. That's good. Any other appropriate responses to I have healed your body? Give me some appropriate, about half a dozen appropriate responses to that. Declare it. God has healed my body. And try to move my body in the way that it wouldn't move. Do act in faith, right? Do. If I couldn't bend over, bend over. All right? So declare it, act on it, thank Him for it. Anything else that you want to do after you get a journal entry that God says, I have healed your body? Yeah. Bless you. That's a perfect question. That's the one I was hoping would get tossed out, and you tossed it out. Because since we know that everything is conditional, God says, whatever I say I'm going to do is conditioned upon man's response, then you're going to say, well, God, are there any responses you'd like back from me? Any things that I should be doing? And He says, yeah, as a matter of fact, there are a few things. And you know what? I didn't used to ask that question for years. And I think things that God wanted to do in my life just didn't happen because I didn't ask that question. And so I want to encourage you all to ask that question. And so when I ask that question, the Lord says, yeah, as a matter of fact, there are some things I want you to do. And he told me. He says, Mark, I'd like you to forgive those people who fired you from that last job. I said, no, they deserve to be hated for all of eternity because what they did was really vicious. He said, Mark, he said, if you don't forgive everyone from your heart, I have to turn you over to the tormentors, which, of course, are demons. So now I'm going to get demonized. And I did. I got demonized because I hated people, and so I had demons of hatred and anger and rage inside of me. Plus, I had arthritis because the hatred dumped toxins in my joints. So I said, fine. I went through, I said, I forgive them, and I still hated them. I said, fine, I really, really forgive them, and I still hated them. So I said, fine, I really, 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 really forgive them, and I still hated them because I'm using words to forgive, but I got a picture inside. And the picture is worth how many words? 1,000. So I can say 1,000 times I forgive them, and the picture says, no, you don't, because see, you see what they did. You're at the restaurant table. This literally happened in my life. And three of them from the board are there saying, we terminated your position last night in the board meeting. We want you to clean out your office today and leave. And that's, you know, I'm bleeding blood all over the floor. I'm dead, you know. I got that picture of those vicious dogs doing that to me, and the picture is worth 1,000 words. I can say 1,000 times I forgive them, but I still hate them. And so, fine, I said, okay, I need inner healing prayer. So in the morning devotions, I said, Lord, let's go back to the scene, because this is the scene that really poisons my spirit. Let's go back to the scene, and I want to see what you were doing. Now, I assume I knew what He was doing, because how many know Jesus was actually in the restaurant with us, right? So the picture I'm looking at in my mind of those three men and me, is that a true picture, or does it contain a lie? A lie, and the lie it contains is that Jesus wasn't there. So I'm looking at a lie, and it's poisoning my spirit. So inner healing, we bring Jesus in, so we see the truth. He was there, and then you get healed. So I said, Jesus, would you show me where you're at? I'm looking around in my mind's eye for a vision for Him to appear. And I assumed I knew what He was doing. He'd have a baseball bat. He'd be clubbing their heads and say, how dare you do this to my anointed child? You know, so I'm looking for a vision. And Jesus shows up off the end of the restaurant table where the waitresses would walk. And He's laughing hilariously and slapping his knees. And I said, excuse me, I am bleeding to death over here. What is so funny? And I'm tuned to flow, and I'm journaling. He says, Mark, don't you know I set this whole thing up? I said, don't tell me that. I'll get mad at you, too. He said, Mark, I have told you now for 2 years to get on the road and teach communion with God, and you wouldn't go, so I just helped you. I said, well, you know, I was going to go. I just wanted to pay off some bills, get some money in the bank, a little bit of financial security, because living off from free will offerings and not having a salary scares me to death. And I'm already a mighty man of fear, and now I have fear on top of fear. All right? He said, well, you could trust me. I said, it's easy for you to say, but you live in heaven, and I got a family of four to support, and I could die. He said, you won't if you trust me. I said, it's easy for you to say, but I've got a family of four to support, and I'm probably going to die. He said, you won't if you trust me. I said, fine. You know what? I'm going to trust you. And if I starve to death, it's going to be your fault. All right? And I've taken the name of Christian so the whole world will know that you let me down. And it'll be a black eye in your face. And God said, I can handle the pressure. So I went out to starve to death. And how many noticed I didn't actually starve to death? I'm still here, all right? There's actually more of me here than we actually need, all right? So, but these are the kinds of things that I get into with God as I battle to get healed up, all right? And then the Lord said, Mark, he said, I've told you, he said, you can see these men as evil men, or you can see them as instruments in my hand thrusting you into your life's destiny, the fulfillment of your life's destiny. He said, if you see them as evil men, it's going to produce a kink sore within you, and it's going to make your whole body toxic, and you're not going to get healthy. But if you see them as instruments in my hand, then you can forgive them and love them and bless them and receive from them, and you'll be fine. He said, the choice is yours. You can look at whichever picture you want. I said, I think I should go with the picture you gave me because the old one's going to wreck me, spirit, soul, and body. So I forgave them, and I released them, and I blessed them, and I said, thank you, God, that you used them to do for me what I was too afraid to do for myself, which was to leave my salary job and live off free will offerings on the road, all right? And by the way, folks, the hurt is healed when you can see the gift that God has produced in your life through the hurt, all right? And Dennis and Matt Lynn taught me that, two Catholic priests. The hurt is healed when you can see the gift that God has produced in your life through the hurt. And so I listed the gifts that came into my life through them thrusting me out of that job and throwing me out. I'm on the road doing what I'm supposed to do, and I listed a bunch of different gifts. A hurt is healed when you can see the gift that God has produced in your life through that experience. When you can see the gift that God has produced in your life through that experience. And so you can journal and ask God, show me the gifts that have come into my life through this experience. And he gave me a list of about a dozen things that church had given to me before they fired me. Beautiful things that they printed the first copy of Communion with God, which is now called How to Hear God's Voice. They spent several $1,000s and printed it. They put me on the road. I traveled for years teaching this around the world. It was because of them. I mean, so many gifts came from that church. So he said, look at the gifts. So I listed the gifts, put them at eyeball level, said, Mark, look at those. All right? And that healed the hurt. Okay. So fine. You know, and when I went to Inner Healing, I want you to know, within 24 hours, the pain in my knuckles was in remission. Within a week or two, it was gone. All right? And the same with my knee. All right? That's how quick my arthritis responded to forgiveness, because mine was caused by bitterness. Now, some arthritis can be caused by nutritional lack, too. So I'm not going to say that all of it's bitterness, but some of it is, probably. Okay, so now I've journaled. All right? God said, I've healed your body. I said, hooray, thank you, I receive it, you know, and I've journaled and I've done forgiveness. Now, is this the total of God's revelation to get me healed? Or is this a piece of God's revelation to get me healed? I'm going to suggest a piece.